Hello, I'm Deneen Milner, New York Times bestselling author and co-host of Georgia Public Broadcasting's A Seat at the Table. I want to tell you about my new podcast on GPB. It's called Speakeasy with Deneen. On this show, we dig deep into the beauty of blackness and all of its manifestations. Here's how it goes. We take one word like black, beauty, love, and we break down the many ways that word applies to the African-American experience. On our episode called Fly, we hear from travel writer Demetria Lucas.
The first thing I thought was like fly as in dope, like very 80s fly, like feathered hair, asymmetric bamboo earrings, like I felt like fly like that. And then I also thought, you know, fly as in soar, and then fly as in travel via flight.
And a singer we meet on the podcast who's one of the flyest performers around is Tarianna Tank Ball of the New Orleans group Tank and the Bangas.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach.
I talk with Tank about her song that compares riding a roller coaster to falling in love.
You want to ride a roller coaster because it's the closest thing next to flying where you can actually feel safe about it.
The way stomach reacts, it's the thrill concept. It's a twist in the curve. It's the up in the swerve. It's the feeling of your nerves sitting on the front edge of their seats, front row.
You know, you could put your arms up, you go real high, you go real low, and you feel what it feels like to actually fly, but with the safety of a seatbelt.
And love is something we talk a lot about on our show. I sit down with New York Times bestselling author Tayari Jones about her novel, An American Marriage, which explores love in the face of social injustice. I also talked to Damon Young. He's the editor of Very Smart Brothers and also the author of the book, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Blacker. He opens up to me about raising his daughter in a still very divided world.
You know, she's a little black girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the racism that I've dealt with is going to be compounded because she'll have to deal with sexism, too. And just trying to figure out how I could teach her to be whatever she wants to be in the same America that I believe killed her grandmother.
Damon isn't the only one concerned about his child's future. On our podcast, I'll introduce you to my own daughters who tell me about coming to terms with their own blackness. Here's my oldest, Mari.
Like a door has been opened since I've been in college. I really started to realize like the depth of blackness and like all the ways that blackness can be different in and of itself.
From the womb, I poured blackness into my babies. And music is one of the tools I use to do it. That's why music had to be part of the podcast. The black experience told through song makes my heart sing. We spend time on each episode catching up with artists like Jillian Hervey of Line Babe, Avery Sunshine, and Killer Mike, who's never shied away from getting political in his music with songs like Reagan.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like level 12, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys.
On the podcast, Killer Mike tells me about the work he's doing to protect free speech and rap music.
If you're a kid just from around the corner and you make a song that the government decides for whatever reason they don't like, you can be prosecuted. You can be put in jail. And I fear things like hate speech laws. I fear things like politically correct laws because what they do is give you a prettier cage to be put in.
Listen, we're just getting started. Join us for the first season of Speakeasy with Deneen. I can't wait to share stories with you about what it means to shine a light on the beauty of black people. New episodes come out every other Thursday, beginning October 24th. Subscribe for free at gpb.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And until then on Speakeasy, be easy.